Possibly no draft pick causes as much controversy as a quarterback. And no matter where in the draft they're taken, the pick will be scrutinized until he's proven a success. It was no different when the Browns drafted Cody Kessler in the third round.
Cody, how you doing, man? This is Chisholm Park, the Cleveland Browns.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Cody, hey, we just drafted you. This is Sash and Hugh Jackson from the Cleveland Browns. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Coach. I was hoping for this. Appreciate it.
You ready to come out and get to work?
Yes, sir. I'm ready right now.
With the 93rd pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select
Cody Kessler, quarterback, USC.
Both my parents coached sports. I was born, raised in athletics. My dad coached football and baseball for high school for 20 years. My mom coached volleyball and basketball. I played all sports as a kid. I tried everything out, see what I liked. When it came down to it, I think it was my sophomore year in high school when I got my first chance to play on varsity for football. And, you know, I realized at that point, it wasn't necessarily which one did I love more. It was just which one would I, you know, not be able to live without. For me, it came down to, you know, I couldn't live without football. I felt that leadership role at a young age, and I really enjoyed it, and I really felt comfortable, especially playing the quarterback position. And for me, I think when I got my first scholarship my sophomore year, I realized, okay, you know, I have an opportunity now with something that, you know, I knew I wanted to pursue. I've had a great experience so far with Coach Jackson and his entire staff, and there's so many resources available to you, but you have to go out and find them. You know, in college, they would make you go to this, make you go to that. You know, in the NFL, you become, you know, a lot more responsible for yourself. You know, you'll do so much in the facility with practice, you know, working out, and then, you know, watching film, but there's so much more you have to do on your own.
We drafted him on this team to make that quarterback room better, and how he competes and where he grows from there, that will all show itself in time.
It's exciting to get back into football again. You know, you went through this whole draft process, combine, you're working out. You know, you have guys you're training with, but it's more individual stuff. And training camp, again, is something that, you know, it's a grind. It's something that you come in and, you know, you got to be mentally and physically prepared. Coach Jackson is a guy that loves the game of football. He loves the quarterback position. For me, I just love high-energy, high-intensity coaches. You know, I've always had those.
Whoa, Cody, get the formation right. Tight. There you go. Nice ball. Atta baby. Nice job, Cody.
I think it's great. I think it gets the best out of me when I have a coach who's on me really hard and, you know, expects greatness from you, wants you to be great, and demands perfection pretty much every play. And for me, it's fascinating. It's awesome to sit there and listen to him talk. You know, his offensive mind for the game is better than, you know, I've been around a lot of great coaches. He's right there at the top. Coach Hamilton is also the same way. You know, he's a guy that I spend a lot more time with, obviously, in the quarterback room and him one-on-one with us. But, you know, he's a guy that can relay Coach Jackson's message in a way that, you know, makes it productive. Josh is awesome. He's a great guy. He, you know, he's probably been the hardest on me. He's like another coach out there, too. You know, I was talking to him today, and I just said, hey, man, I just want to say thank you for, you know, being hard on me and helping me out and everything and just staying on me. And he's like, man, I want you guys to succeed. I love watching young guys succeed. I've been here for a while and I want to see you be great. For me, that means a lot. When you get to training camp, it's a whole nother level. And obviously it'll be my first year, so I'll still be learning as I go and try to get everything I can and take everything in. But at the same time, it's just, you know, back to football, back to the game that I've been playing, you know, since I was a kid. And it's something that I'm looking forward to. I'm excited and I can't wait.